You know what time it is. Let's get it. You got to be kidding me. Hey guys, your girl is Benjamin Bunzo 1. I'm coming to you. Well, y'all know why we're here. Let's check this. Pause, y'all. Because I can hear something playing in the background and I can't stand. Okay, guys, we back. Let's listen.
Right here today, and you never know.
I'm soaking my feet in case y'all trying to figure out why I keep moving around. I'm soaking my feet. I got my feet with Epsom salt and apple cider vinegar. I know the weather warming up. Gotta wear these clothes out.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 46-year-old divorced mother of two, and I had a great co-parenting relationship with my ex-husband. I was friendly with his new wife, and my children liked her, but my 16-year-old thinks her stepmom has low self-esteem. It tickled me to my core that a child piqued this behavior. My ex-husband is very established, and he likes things a certain way, down to his sexual experiences. That can be intimidating for anyone.
Yes, Lord, she should have.
We had a face-to-face meeting, and I told her I forgive her, and I told her to live her life. That was almost 2 years ago. The other day, I got another call from her, and she left a message asking for advice. I called her, and we talked for an hour. She said my ex told her that I was the ultimate lover, and that I did everything around the house just the way he likes it. He suggested that she call me and maybe come by my house to see how I keep things
but y'all divorced.
Here. I told her that would never happen, and I
explained
advised
to me
her to stand
why
up
y'all
to
divorced again
and stop letting him compare her to me.
I'm confused.
This woman asked me about details.
Why y'all divorced?
That my ex and I used to do,
I'm so confused.
And I had to remind her that she took him from me by having an affair, so she should do whatever she did.
To damn right, there you go, sis.
She's all upset and told my ex that I'm bitter. He's on board with her BS.
Y'all
some block them because of the children.
Where the hell is this letter come from?
With them. First of all, I gotta say, I love you. I really do. You are one heck of a woman. I don't know any woman who would be as nice and accommodating to the other woman. To the woman who stole her husband.
True.
It says you're mature, you've got class, you've gotten over the pain.
But I still wouldn't have nothing to do with her.
It says that you're
I wouldn't hold it against her like, oh, I, no, I just
would
let her know
you
and I have nothing to talk about.
Was the last straw that
I would not disrespect you and be nasty. But you and I don't have any trouble.
I thought your response to her to do what she did back then
was
when she
appropriate.
Asked you about how to please her husband was brilliant. I told her, I really like you. You could have laughed at her. You could have cussed her out. All kinds of things. But you
kept
her really
them,
cute and I like that. She
yeah,
was
no,
stupid to even ask you. And really dumb to think that you would tell her.
But I would have laughed in her
she
face,
took
though.
Your husband,
that much I would have done.
And now she wants to know from you how to keep him.
Girl, what in the fuck?
To be first on Stephen's strawberry letter history.
What in the fuck?
You,
somebody, anybody,
you
explain this shit to me.
Like a queen.
What
that's
in the fuck?
Enough is enough, though. And how do you deal with this, you ask? You have to stop taking her phone calls. You have to tell your husband to stop encouraging
I'm
her
gonna
to call
take the phone
you.
Call from the woman who took my husband. No. To the woman that
like
cheated with my husband.
Right now.
And
see,
my husband left me for. I'm going to help you out.
In the words of our forever
hold
first lady,
yo,
Michelle
man.
Obama, when they go low,
you go to the flow.
Go high.
No, you go
I've
to the
back.
I admire that too, sis. But I'm like Uncle Charlemagne, baby. When they go low, I take it to the flow.
I do sometimes. But in this case right here, you've already taken the high road. I think it's time to dip
your
right
out. Yes, get dirty. You gotta play dirty sometimes.
Your divorced mother, too, 46-year-old. You had a great co-parenting relationship with your ex. And you was friendly with his new wife, and your children liked her. But then your 60-year-old found out and made the announcement that you think the stepmama got low self-esteem. It kind of tickled you to the core that a child had peeped his behavior. Now, your ex-husband is a really established man, right?
I want to know what.
And he likes
things
a certain way down to his sexual experiences.
Why did y'all come
And then you said that can be intimidating for any woman. So I don't know what homeboy required that made this potentially intimidating.
But
then you said you made a match when he came. So what you want to do? Let's go. Lift your leg up. You lift your leg up. Being back here. You being back here. So now y'all was just in there doing aerobic gymnastic loving. With a little bit of jiu-jitsu wrestling.
I'm telling you.
And Roman Greco. So now y'all was in there doing the damn most. Just in there. UFC.
I'm telling you the goddamn most.
And I was, and then, you ended up by the end of the divorce. By the time y'all got ready to get, you was bringing home more bacon than he did. Then you found out he cheated on you and you was fine with leaving because your marriage had run its course and you was ready to go. But he married the woman that he was cheating with.
Oh, I mean.
Then you say, so she entered the marriage with heavy guilt. She called you one day. Y'all had a face-to-face meeting. You told her you forgive her.
Okay.
And I told her to live her life.
Okay, I can. Okay, very big of you.
At the time, because he had run his course and he was a cheater. He likes things done all this. So when he had everything,
this don't make no damn sense.
But then you got another call from her. She left a message. She was asking for something.
Yes, because he had everything. Why did he need anything else?
So after we come back, I will tell you what advice she wanted and what I think you should have done.
Yeah. Hang on.
Yeah, we gotta come back. I'm trying to meditate on this a little bit because this is the most confusing this letter. This letter confusing as fuck. I might need to come down because I'm a little up. But we'll be back. Damn. Alright, babe, we back. Confusion, child.
Come on, let's recap today's struggle.
I'm so.
My ex's new wife needs advice.
I'm so.
This lady had a marriage.
How do you even allow this chick to
feel
comfortable enough to call you?
And she was tired of him anyway, so the marriage had run its course. She found out she cheated on him, so she was ready for the marriage.
I applaud you for this.
The woman he was cheating with, he ended up marrying her. Now, they have a relationship because the woman felt guilty.
I'm that girl. I'm you.
To apologize,
it sounds so weird, though. But anyway.
She said she forgave the lady and told her to go live your life. Now, recently, she got a call and left a message asking for some advice, the new wife. I called her, and we talked for an hour.
That's like
that. My ex-husband told her that I was the ultimate lover, and I did everything around the house just the way he liked.
Why are they still talking about you?
I was. I did. And what damn business is it of yours?
But why are they still talking about you? What the fuck was y'all doing?
She called me and maybe come by my house and see how I keep things in order.
What? Bitch, you don't know how to clean a house?
I would have said, come on. But that's all I would have said, two words, come on. Now, if you can't tell in the tone of my voice that this probably ain't going to be a safe
business. This ain't going to be a good business.
Probably don't want to without a shit. And he told me to come over to your house, see how things are. Come on.
What?
Come on. That's all I'm keep saying.
What? Yay! Mary!
She still act like
and Tim! White picket fence kind of people shit this is.
Hello.
Cause see, I don't know where all this goodness coming from, you lady.
This like, and that, like that damn. What is that show? I thought that show was so fly to me though.
Come on, Maggie. And then
something about that just so weird to me. I
do nothing in my house. And then she told her, you ought to stand up to your ex and stop letting him compare you to me. This woman asked me about detailed sexual position that my husband and I used to do, and I had to remind her.
It ain't got nothing. I wouldn't be mad. I probably wouldn't be mad with him. Cheating with her, I wouldn't. Nothing that up until this point would I probably have been mad with, because I am over with this every day.
When he's looking in the refrigerator, he loves it when you bust him upside the back of his head with a broom. He loves it. Then turn around and kiss him real hard. Girl, is you sure about that? Girl, that used to drive him crazy. The next time you see him in that refrigerator, you bust him upside his head with a broom and then snatch him around real quick and start kissing him. And girl, and watch what happens. Are you sure? Girl, did he tell you to call? I have her doing all kinds of
stuff. I mean, I can see that. I can see that. I'm just... really love, like, this shit can't be real. They wanted what they wanted, now they got it, and they don't want it. It was better for them when they were sneaking. That's what it was. That's what it was. They don't have to sneak no more.
Because if you think I was everything, and you telling her she ain't everything,
why the hell are you with her?
Try to find yourself something else.
Or try to find his way back to you. For a cheat. That's what it is. This man don't like to be married. He just likes to be married. That's so stupid. And the fact that y'all are giving this man what he was the first kid didn't know. But
she got what you didn't want no way.
Yeah, man.
Live over there with her miserable ass life trying to be you.
Pause,
and let him regret letting you go.
Hey guys, my bad for that, whatever that was. Let's just finish.
Boy, I want her to be like you, because he realized now he was a better choice.
Yeah.
But so now, see what we're going to do. Leave both of them over.
There's nothing to do. What kind of foolishness are we going to do?
Let me talk to the babies. Excuse me. They're not coming over there this weekend. Excuse me. The kids need some shoes. That's all you got to do.
Right.
That's all you got to do. You guys gotta see the kids. I don't want you to use them as pawns. That's not what I'm saying. But just deal with the kids. You ain't got to hear none of this foolish. How do you handle them? You ain't got to block them. He on board that BS. Remind him of what he did. See, men don't like to be reminded. Just remind him.
No, hell y'all don't.
You be on board with
that. But I love it.
That's the one you picked, you slept with, and you're married. Now live with him.
I have no problem. I'm not no more folks when they do wrong. I used to.
Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now coming up next, it is
All right, but here we go. Look, you what kind of bullshit that is? We get divorced. Well, she mentally and physically already left this marriage. Let's get that out the way. So when you find out that he cheating, y'all get a divorce, whatever. Then the chick that he was cheating on you with, they get married. Now, through some divine intervention, I'm assuming this is the oldest daughter. Her hears that the new wife is feeling slightly insecure. Karma much? Karma fucking much. You, how you steal them is how you lose them. Y'all ain't never heard that before. How you steal them is how you lose them. Who the fuck told this dumb bitch to marry this guy? But you were everything he wanted. Ex-wife, you were everything he wanted. I guess you were bad. Your body was bad. Your mind was amazing. Your pockets was, I think it was the pockets that he wants. I don't think it got nothing to do with you. But anyway, yeah, your pockets, your body, your cooking, your cleaning, your fucking, everything was A1. So why y'all got a divorce? I think he just liked to cheat. I could be, but I think this dude just liked to cheat. It ain't got nothing to do with being married. Because when he was married to you, he was cheating with his new wife. Now that he's got his new wife, now he, at some point, he's going to either cheat on you, cheat on her with someone else, or try to get back with you. It's about marriage for him. It's about cheating while married. It wasn't no fun when you can just get it. It's no fun. You know how the song go? But I got to see you somehow, not tomorrow, right now. That's what it is. It's better when you're stealing it. It's better when you're stealing it. I know that kind of situation. But anyway, it's better when you're stealing it. That's why he is acting the way he is. Because what kind of damn husband tells his new wife? He comparing his new wife to you, or you to his new wife. What kind of bullshit is this? And you trying to go for this? I think low-key you trying to go for this, because why would you even have to ask Steve them the answer to this question? What you thought he was going to say? Girl, go ahead and do it. That's what you thought he was going to say? Girl, go ahead and do it. It was only your ex-husband that he cheated when he was cheating on you with the new wife. Just go ahead. What made you think that this was an appropriate letter to write? Hello? Come on. You wrote this letter thinking, I want to know what you thought they was going to say. Go ahead, girl. Go do it. Go back to your ex-husband and his new wife. Girl, get a girl. What? You know what? Yeah, this is a stupid letter. That's a stupid situation. I don't even know what you wrote in for. What did you write in for? Because you ain't making no sense. How you gonna give her your number to begin with? Well, he should have your number. She shouldn't have your number. Well, maybe she should, but that's only for the kids. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. All that she want to know how you doing it in the bed, yada, yada, yada. How did you get him? What was you doing in the bed? What was being done to you in the bed? You better replay that goddamn playbook. Go dig that goddamn playbook out the closet. Girl, bye. Yeah. I'm just amazed that you wrote this letter. I am so amazed that you even wrote this letter, my girl. You divorced? Oh my God! Even me trying to say it sounds weird. You divorced him for cheating on you. He married the woman that he cheated on you with. Now the woman that he cheated on you with is asking for advice. And you are sort of kind of okay with this? I'm believing you sort of kind of okay with this because you took the phone call. Or you called her back. So you, somewhere in the back of your little peep-ended ass mind, you thought about this shit. You thought about it. Stupid. Oh my God. It's not a marijuana for the stupidity. But yeah, okay. This is your girl, Miss Benjamin Buttons on One. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Now. You know what time it is. Let's get it. You got to be kidding me. Yeah. guys. You know why we here. You know who this is. And hey to my new subbies. I'm getting y'all. It's a slow process. But I guess with me being the slow to get the content out, I guess. I take them how I can get them. Oh! Pause. I'll be right back. Pause. Happy 420. I hope all of y'all that are celebrating 420 get as high as I be and about to be. It's going to be. But anyway, you know why we, and yes, that was all what you thought it was, goddammit. I don't be playing, but let's listen.
Switch gears here now because it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air.
I'm tired. Y'all, it's been a long-ass fucking day for your girls.
It could be. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you.
Okay, what goes on in his friend's house stays there.
Vegas.
I'm in a dead-end marriage, and I have not had sex with my husband in months, so I decided to go get it elsewhere. My husband has erectile dysfunction.
Pause! And
he refuses to...
Wait.
...take medication to fix it because the medicine makes him gain weight.
Pause! Lord, there's so much I could say. Let's continue.
Since he's being selfish, I am too.
That's not selfish.
I've always had an ace in the hole that I can go to when I need
it. It is selfish
because
it is something they can do.
I called up my old friend one day and he was all for it. But he lives with his girlfriend now, so we had to meet up at his friend's house. I've been going over there once a week and we do what we do and then I leave. A few days ago, I finally met the friend that owns the house. He was handsome, sexy, and fine. I was going into the bedroom and he was coming out of his room and didn't even know he was home. He whispered that he was watching me while I had sex with his friend, and he said it turned him on.
Ew.
He pointed to how turned on he was.
Oh.
He couldn't help but stare, and he could tell I was very interested.
Girl, get the
he
fuck
said
out of
he'd
here.
See me the next day around 1 p.m. I tossed and turned all that night, and I told myself that I wasn't going over there the next day. But I did go, and I have no regrets.
Oh,
he led
nasty.
Me to his bedroom without you saying
nasty.
A word, and that really turned me on. It was a marvelous experience, and I think the mystery of it is what had me so excited. Right after I left, my main lover called me and said he knew about what I did with his friend, and he asked for a threesome.
Pause.
I told him as long as what happened at his friend's house stays at his friend's house. Friends.
Ain't that some bullshit? Now, that's some bullshit. And the reason I paused that is because I actually had... I was young. I was real young. Okay? I was just coming into my womanhood. Let's just say that. This is way before I got married. This is way before I got married. Let's just keep it a buck. And yeah, a homeboy, I had a friend. It wasn't nothing serious, but we were regulars. Wasn't nothing serious, wasn't no labels or nothing. And he went to, he had to make a drop, and your girl couldn't go, so he dropped my black ass off, and where he dropped me off at was this fella. Look, I was young, don't judge. Anyway, one thing, yada, 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 and he had the audacity to get mad. Nigga, you left my little pretty ass there with a nigga that was fine. The fuck? And we ain't got no labels, no titles. We were supposed to be a get up anyway. You let money come between, whatever the fuck. Instead of you coming between, you let money come between. So fuck are you. On to the next. I have grown up since then, though, guys. Let's be clear. I have grown up since then. So we're not even going, we're not even about to do that. So anyway.
I'd be down to try it. At this point, should I leave my husband and be uninhibited with these two men? Have I gone too far to turn back? Girl, come on now.
Excuse me,
you
guys.
Gotta stop some of this. I mean,
yeah, because now you're being a thot.
Too much. Yeah.
How y'all, who I ain't hurt?
Way too much. It's never too late to stop. You're married and sleeping with a friend.
No, well, she's married, yeah, but Shelly.
Don't you think that? You're just out here wide open. I get that your husband isn't delivering the goods, but that doesn't mean, you know, you should just be out here wilding like this.
Maybe the extra friend wasn't necessary. The one guy's okay, but the two friends, and then y'all doubling up together?
Always had a spare,
yeah, no.
When you needed good sex, you said that in the letter. You can't blame this on your husband.
This ain't got nothing to do with your husband now. Your husband can't get some help. The fact that he may not want to get help because he says the medicine makes him gain weight. I don't understand that.
Now, what if his friend's friend has a friend? What are you gonna do then? You have to draw the line somewhere.
Then he's gonna turn him into a hoe.
What are you doing? Do you want to just be their pass around chick?
That's what you're gonna be.
Their plaything? Because right now, that's what's going on. That's what you are to them. They know what you're about, and that's how they can easily
when
flip it up on you.
When you
like
say
this.
Your friend Steve, called you and told you what you and his friend did, he didn't sound like he was upset.
This whole letter has so many problems in it, and all of them is her. So I don't even know what you wrote the letter about. I'm in a dead-end marriage. I ain't had sex with my husband in months.
Mm.
So I decided I was going to get it elsewhere.
Mm. Lord,
okay.
Have mercy.
Instead of fixing y'all's problem.
Fix it, Jesus!
Has erectile dysfunction.
Please fix it, Jesus!
He refuses to take medication to fix it because the medicine makes him gain weight.
I don't give a fuck how big you get. If your other piece get big, I don't give a fuck about you getting big. When your little man ain't getting big, but you getting big.
I know a lot of men taking this medicine. I ain't never heard the side effect was gain weight.
I wouldn't give a damn if he gained 500 pounds. If that thing still get up, we in business.
My fat ass will just be over here.
But if you big and your thing,
yeah. Well, we ain't been that he eat.
Sorry, y'all.
I'll get me a nice big ass stomach and be standing over here strong.
Tell him, Steve. Tell him, Steve.
Extra damn weight. I'm
fuck the weight.
Your ass up anyway.
I don't give a fuck about your weight.
I don't understand. I've never heard that before, and I've heard a lot of people discuss this medicine right here. Now, since he's being selfish, I am too.
Mm.
I've always had an ace in the hole that I can
go
to when
okay.
I need some really
calm
good sex.
Come back.
Now, listen to me, ladies. I want you to pay attention to the term ace in the hole.
Okay.
Ace in the hole is a term that men created for women who give them sex on the side. We call
well, let's be clear. This could be for either sex on the side.
You can erase ace.
Y'all can be aces in the hole, too.
Because that's all you are to us.
That's all y'all was to us, too.
H-O-L-E.
Stop playing. Y'all are aces
that's
in the hole, too. Oh, no, I'll pause. I lie.
All right,
I'll be back. But that's not what I was told to call that. That's not how I was introduced to that.
At 23 minutes after the hour.
I was told to call it.
Subject, what goes on?
I was told to call it a spare tire. Sometimes that spare tire has got to be changed, honey. We'll be back. Okay, guys. Excuse me. Y'all, I gotta get rid of this little funky-ass cough. Yeah, we're doing the, oh, Lord Jesus, I just, oh, let's go, let's hear it, let's go, wow. You're not ready yet, but they about to be there.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, what goes on at his friend's house, stays there.
So now, you in a dead-end marriage, you and your husband ain't had sex in months, you decide to go get it somewhere else because you say you got an ace in the hole. Keyword here is
fair tire.
That term for women giving sex on the side.
Called fair tire. Not ace in the hole. I don't know where that, I don't know where that, you trying to explain it, Steve, but I mean, that whole hole and hole, what you trying to say, what you trying to insinuate, and the whole, it's not working. But I was always told it was called a spare tire.
How we treat hoes. So now here's some. So you
and I believe in that spare tire thing. I'm sorry. I believe in that spare tire.
But he lived with his girlfriend now. So we got to meet up at his friend's house.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what we do. I ain't even going to get no room. I ain't wasting no money on no hole. I'm just going to take you over my friend's
you
house.
You want me calling her, Loki?
Now, in order for Tim to
get calling you, Loki?
House, he got to tell his friend what he doing. Now, everybody know you married. He done told this. And crazy. His friend know he got a girl. So I'm going to bring my hole over here. I'm going to do it at your house. Man, come on. Cool. I've been going over there once a week, and we do it, and then I leave. A few days ago, I finally met the friend that owns the house. He was handsome, sexy, and fine. I was going to the bathroom, and he was coming out of his room, and I ain't even know he was home. He was
he knew you was in there, though. He knew you was in there because the boy had already told him.
Y'all having sex with his friend. He watched, and he said it turned him on. Then he pointed to how turned on he was. I couldn't help but stare, and he could tell I was very interested. He said he'd see me the next day around 1 p.m. You know why he said that? Because you the hoe.
That's crazy,
you the hoe. See, if you're married, he know you're married, and you're going to come with your old friend who now has a girlfriend, and you're willing to meet at his friend's house with your hoe. And all you treating it like is a hoe, then guess what he said to you? I see you the next day around 1 p.m. Now, you tossed and turned all night, but I told myself I wasn't going over there the next day. You told who? You told
herself.
Yourself.
Herself, uh-huh.
You should have told the whole.
I get it. I get it.
But it's true. It's very rough.
Go ahead, Carl. Question.
You came real close with nothing.
I see it's bothering you. Go ahead.
I'll just let you continue your thoughts, and then I'll reserve my questions for the end.
Okay.
Go.
But I did go.
You knew you were going
to
go.
And I have no regrets. He led me to his bedroom without saying a word, and that really turned me on.
Oh, my God. I can imagine how. So,
it don't take much.
You must have been.
He didn't talk. Ooh, that made me hot.
Oh, Jesus.
It was a marvelous experience, and I think
I bet so. That thing was 10 to 2.
And right after I left,
oh my God,
his friend, the main lover you normally go over there for, called you and said he knew about what I did. Because
he had put your boy on.
Because his friend called and told him.
Because he put you on. He put him on. That's why.
And they all cool with it.
Because
it.
They're treating you like a hoe. Not like a hoe. H-O-E. Not
yes,
H-O-L-E.
H-O-L-E.
H-O-E.
I told and then he
ain't
said
no damn L in it.
Wait a minute, hold up, dog. This dude, a threesome?
It's about to turn to a
puppy
a little bit.
The last thing gonna turn me on is I bring another dude in the room to have you too. Because I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, especially if y'all been kicking it for
really
a minute. There's something going on.
A threesome, but I do know the only person in there zipping pants up has to be me.
Only one man.
I can't be in here with the same. I can't see nothing else. So he said he asked for a threesome. I told him as long as what happened at his friend's house stays at his friend's house, I'd be down to try. At this point, should I leave my husband and be uninhibited with these two men? You've already left your husband.
Yeah, you've already
what
done
you
that now.
Us for?
So
have
should
I
you
gone
be uninhibited?
You
already uninhibited. Only thing
no,
the difference is that they're not together. They still both doing it.
I was going over there in the next day, but I did go and I had no regrets. You have no regrets about seeing the friend. You have no regrets with being invited by your old friend over his
to go see his new homeboy. They're making you out to be a hoe. Oh my God. That's irrelevant. Wait. Not irrelevant, but.
Have I gone too far to turn back? Turn back where? I don't know nobody in this letter that wants you.
Oh.
Your husband won't even take ED medication to have you because it make him gain weight. The friend that you got that's got a girlfriend went and got a girlfriend because he didn't want you to be the girlfriend. And now he got you coming over his friend's house to have sex. He don't want you because he done passed you off to his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Now he don't want you. Now they want you so much. Let's have a threesome. Because they finna treat you like you treat yourself.
Should he don't want you, but he wants you.
With these two men? You doing it anyway.
You're doing it anyway. It's just that you're not together with them. They're not together with you.
Clarity now. All right, listen, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook.
I bet. Look, you heard Shirley, you heard Steve. H-O-L-E, no. Drop that L and just put that H-O-E, honey, because that's what you are. You are a straight-up hoe, honey, and that's what they're treating you as. And I get it. Hey, girl power, I'm here for it, but on your terms. If I'm doing this, we doing this shit on my terms. This is my shit. We doing it on my terms. You don't call your motherfucking boy, I'll let y'all know what the business is. See, you got played. You got played and you got played hard. And that's a fucked up feeling. I've been there. That's a fucked up feeling. And the fact that you know it, I believe you know it. I do. I believe you know it. And the whole thing with your husband, Yeah, nah. I'm gonna put a penny in it. Yeah, they played you, sis, cause I would just cut them loose and find somebody else. Cause they about to run you through, cause they gonna pass you on. This ain't gonna be the last time you get passed on. So my advice to you was to let their asses go. And either try to find a way to make it work with your husband. I don't see how that's going to be a thing. Or find you a new boo. Because, yeah, right now they're turning you into a hoe. And at some point, I promise you, they're going to pass you on to somebody else. So get the hell out of that one. That's what I said. Get the hell out. And have a conversation with your husband. Get the hell out and leave that alone. Find you something else. It's plenty more out there. But yeah, this is your girl, Ms. Benjamin Buttons01. Like, comment, share, and subscribe. I'm out.